Since Chazor says, "Nishpasa b'chichas l'shagam yehudim nechaz sechaz chul and daf ayin beis." In fact, the Gemara quoted the ruling of Rabbah that just as a tummy thing that's swallowed up is completely enveloped in something else, meaning doesn't give off tumah, so to a tar item that's swallowed up also does not become tummy from other things. Rava asked. Both of these rulings are already taught in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a kohen swallowed a tamei ring, he may go to the mikveh and eat truma, even though the tamei ring is still inside him. If he later expelled it, the ring is still tamei and makes the kohen tamei. From here we see that a tamei thing that's swallowed up does not give off tumah. The Mishnah also says if someone swallowed a Torah ring and went into a room in which there's a mace, and he then went through the tara process for becoming tamei mace, and he then expelled the ring remains Torah as it was all along. From here we see that a Torah item that's swallowed up does not become tamei from other things. Since these concepts are taught in the Mishnah, why did the Rabbi have to teach them to us? And for the Gemara, Rabbi was teaching regarding a case where a person swallowed two rings, one that was tummy and one that was tar. Rabbah teaches that since they're both enveloped within the person, the tummy ring does not make the tar ring to become tummy. Frek the Gemara, the case in our Mishnah of the fetus and the midwife is like a case of two rings being enveloped in the same person, yet the Mishnah says the fetus makes the midwife tummy. If the Rabbah said, the case of Mishnah is different because the fetus is destined to come out. Therefore, it's not considered to be totally enveloped in the person. Rava asked, the rings are also destined to come out of the person, yet they're considered to be fully enveloped. Rather, Rava said that Rav Yosef, the name of Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said the midwife becomes tummy, not the Araisa, only the Rabbanon. Why didn't he simply say that she's only tummy the Rabbanon? Mar says Rav Yosef meant to teach that you should not say that she's only tummy according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the fetus in the womb gives off tummy even the Araisa. Rather, it even follows Rabbi Shmuel, who says the fetus is Torah because the midwife becomes tummy only the Rabbanon. Rabbi Shai explained the reason for the Xera is that we're concerned that the baby will have stuck out its head from the birth canal, in which case it's legally born and therefore gives off tummy the Araisa. And the midwife will not realize this and will think that she is not tummy for having touched the baby. Therefore, the Rabbanim were geyser that it always gives off tumah. If so, we should say that the woman giving birth should become tamei meis as soon as the fetus dies, even while still in the womb, for the same gzeira. As Mara, a woman knows when the baby has emerged. So why can't she tell the midwife and obviate the need for the gzeira? Mara says, because the woman giving birth is preoccupied with her labor pains and won't tell her. What's the machalik between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel referred to above? If the Mara, Braisa says, the pasuk says, v'chol asher yigal pnei asodah. Rabbi Shmuel says this comes to exclude a dead fetus in the womb from giving off tumas meis. Rabbi Akiva says it comes to exclude the cover and the wall of a coffin as giving off tumah. Rabbi Shmuel says, Zakh the Gemara, that this halacha of Rabbi Akiva, the halacha of Moshe Sinai, so the pasuk is not needed for that. Rabbi Akiva says a dead fetus in a womb does give off tumah. Rabbi Shaya said, Rabbi Akiva learns this from the pasuk of Hanageya b'meis b'nefesh. This refers to the fetus in the woman and teaches that it does give off tumah. Rabbi Shmuel uses this pasuk to teach that a revius of blood of a single mace gives off tumah as well. Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with this because he darshens another pasuk to teach that even a revius of blood that came from two different maceim gives off tumah. Zuck, the next mission. If an animal is having a difficult labor and the fetus sticks a leg out of the womb and a person cut it off, and then the mother is then shechted, the rest of the flesh of the fetus remains tar. If the mother was first shechted and the leg was then cut off, or Meir says the flesh of the fetus that was attached to the leg becomes tummy for having touched the nevela. The Chum say the flesh is only tummy for having touched a trefa that was shechted, just as when a trefa is shechted, the shechita makes it tar from becoming a nevela, so too the shechita of the mother makes the leg tar from becoming a nevela. Or Meir said to them, the shechita of a trefa is different, that's making itself tar, where this is different in that it's the shechita of the mother and the leg of the fetus. And the Mishnah continues, how do we know that the shechita of a trefa prevents it from becoming tummy as a nevela? In fact, we should say that a non-kosher animal is also to be eaten and a trefa is also to be eaten. Just like the shechita of a non-kosher animal doesn't prevent it from becoming tummy as a nevela, the shechita of a trefa should also not prevent it from becoming tummy as a nevela. The Mishnah says the case is very different, because a non-kosher animal never had a time when it was fit for shechita, whereas a trefa did. Mishnah asks, what will you say regarding an animal that was born as a trefa? Why does the shechita help in that case? Rather, the reason a non-kosher animal is different than a trefa is that a non-kosher animal has no animal of its kind that's fit for shechita, whereas a trefa does, and that's why shechita can prevent a trefa from becoming tamei as a nevela. The one exception will be a kosher animal's fetus born in the eighth month, meaning less than a full term. Shechita of this fetus will not prevent it from becoming tamei as a nevela because there's no animal of its kind that's fit for shechita. Frech the Gemara, why is the flesh become tamei for having touched a severed leg? They only touch under the skin, which is a concealed place. Now, halacha is that tumah does not make other things tamei when it's in a concealed place. Do we have to say that Rav Meir and Rabbanan of our Mishnah follow the view of Rav Meir, who argues Rav Yosi elsewhere, where he says that things can become tummy even in a concealed place? And if Ula explained he explained over there that Rabbi Yosi would agree that as things are being separated from each other, they would be able to become tummy from each other because at the moment of separation, they're no longer concealed, but they're still touching. The same can be said regarding the leg and the flesh of the animal in our Mishnah. Therefore, everyone would agree that it would become tummy through contact with the leg. Ravina said Machalim to Rabbi Yosi was regarding a garment that was ripped into two. In that case, since a garment does not stand to be cut, it's considered to be concealed healed even until after it's cut. In our case, the leg stands to be severed. Therefore, even before it's cut, it's already considered to be cut, and therefore it's not considered to be concealed. This seems to only follow Reb Meir, who says that the extra long handle of a keli that will be cut off is already considered to be cut off and need not be toiled in a mikveh if the keli becomes tummy. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that it's not considered to be cut off even though it stands to be cut off. Ravina's answer only seems to follow Reb Meir. And for tomorrow, with regard to food, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it stands to be cut off, it's already considered to be cut off. In fact, according to Ula, it makes sense why the Mishnah says that after the shechita the leg was cut off, because it's only then that it makes the animal's flesh tummy. However, according to Ravina, even if it was not totally cut off, it makes it tummy. So why does the Mishnah have to say that it was actually totally cut off? And for tomorrow, since the Mishnah's first case discusses the case where the leg was actually cut off, this case the Mishnah discusses that type of case as well.